Our Troy Locker Room chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by Trojans boys basketball coach, that is Jonathan Rodvelt. And coach, the last few weeks, things have been just kind of humming along. You guys were on an 8-game winning streak going into that game on Tuesday night at Axtell, but we both know how good that Axtell team is, one of the top five teams in 1A D2, of course, the defending state champs back-to-back in football, so plenty of athletes. We know their story and background, but again, you guys were riding really high going into that game, and, you know, it was kind of a tale of two halves. Axtell ends up pulling away 72-47. Just kind of take us back to the overall takeaways from that game on Tuesday.
We knew it was going to be a really tough game, especially being out there. We kind of thrive at home quite a bit, and you know, everything is a little better when you're at home. And you know, they're a good team, they're a solid team, and both teams like to get up and down the floor. It was really kind of back and forth the whole first half, and then our last few minutes of the first half, we had some poor execution and took some quick shots, and we did have momentum. We felt like we were getting in the rhythm offensively, hit some outside shots, you know, got the ball worked inside a little bit, and we were getting some rebounds too. And then those last few minutes, we got sloppy, and you know, we didn't score, and they did score. So we went from being up six with probably 3 to 4 minutes to go to being down six at halftime, and you couldn't get to halftime quick enough in that last couple minutes. You know, we ended up having three possessions that definitely didn't go our way. You know, but they battled, and you know, give the credit to them. Second half, it was back and forth, just a little, you know, and we just couldn't get shots to fall. And they went on a 10-0 run, I think, to start that third quarter. And you know, they pretty well dominated that third quarter. If you asked me last night if we would have been down 10 going into the fourth quarter, I would have told you no way, because there are a lot of things we didn't do very well. And again, credit to them, like their defense was good. They pretty well chased us off the 3-point line, and their help was always there, and they're a solid, very solid team.
Yeah, you got Hanover on Friday before wrapping up the regular season on Tuesday at Donovan West. Hanover certainly no easy out, but again, when you get on a nice winning streak, you can sometimes it's easy to get complacent, and you kind of just feel like you're coasting, and maybe the efforts and the work isn't as high or as intense as it could be, because again, you're having that success. But then you go into a game like this, it all just comes back crashing to earth. You use this as a positive, right? You use this as a slap in the face, a punch in the mouth, and say, hey, you know what? If we do this again here in a couple weeks, our season's going to be done. We can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you got to be resilient. You got to be tough. And like you said, you get to coasting and shots are going in, so why do you have to play as good a defense? And so I think we'll respond pretty well. I mean, shoot, an 8-game winning streak, you can't brush that off, and so we were bound to have a not great game as well, and it happened. So glass half full, look at the silver lining in the clouds, because you know, we're a good team still. You know, didn't have the best night, but that's going to happen. These are high school kids. And so I'm sure we'll be ready to go. You know, Substate's pretty well shaping up. We want the 2 seed, 2 or 3 seed. It's kind of all the same. We got to keep pushing. And you know, we've got room, and we've got a little bit of time to continue to get better.
Yeah, and you get Hanover on Friday. And yeah, right now you're kind of sitting there. As long as you take care of business, you'll be locked up in that 2 seed at the Onega Substate, and a potential matchup with Meritocene Valley in that first round. But again, you got 2 games left, and it starts with another very good team in Hanover on Friday at home. What needs to be done there to get back on track and get that win?
Over the course of the season, Hanover's continued to get better. They were young and inexperienced, because they lost a lot of guys from last year's team. You know, it's got to be all the little things that we work on and we talk about. you can bet that we're not going to allow, you know, the drive and dump off. We're going to have the backside rotation there. We'll still look to push the ball and do all the things that we do. And then when you face that adversity throughout the course of the game, we've got to respond. We've got to respond better, and guys got to pick each other up. You know, we can't be pointing fingers here and there. Sometimes you got to point the finger at yourself and get after it. But it'll be a good game. It'll be comforting to be at home, and our crowd gives us lots of energy, and that's always a positive for us. So, hey, we got to play well. If we're going to beat Hanover, we got to play well. If we're going to get through Sub-State and have a good shot of getting back to Dodge City, you know, you got to suck it up and you got to go out and play and get the job done.
Troy boys basketball coach Jonathan Rodbelt joining us. A loss to Axtell on Tuesday. Hanover and Donovan West, the final two opponents in the regular season, sitting in a pretty good spot, the number two spot in their sub-state. So still a lot to be decided and a lot to be determined here in the last week. Coach, we appreciate it very much as always. Good luck Friday against Hanover. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right. Thank you.